You can support the ministry of Bob Enyart Live by subscribing to Bob's monthly Bible studies, monthly videos, monthly sermons, or monthly classic TV shows at kgovstore.com. You can also support the show and make a monthly or one-time donation by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We'll speak for a moment about yesterday's program on why marijuana should be illegal. We'll talk briefly about the tragic story in France where a high school teacher killed herself in front of students on the playground because there was just too much tension in the classroom. Quite often, we talk about what's a liberal to do? Because they don't know how to discipline children because of the jihad, the holy war against spanking that started in America with Dr. Spock and has been throughout Western civilization. And so children suffer terribly and there are no reasonable boundaries and kids are miserable and the parents and the adults who work with children are often miserable. And if you can't spank a child and teach them the boundaries so that you have to convince them at each moment, at each decision, either you have to convince them or cajole them, manipulate them, trick them somehow into deciding to do what you want them to do. There's no actual boundaries. And that's very difficult. So what's a liberal to do? In this case, what a great and terrible tragedy. Something else, speaking of tragedy, Pat Robertson. Well, that's a tragedy right there, right? Pat Robertson of the 700 Club. Well, ProLifeProfiles.com has published a profile of Pat Robertson, and it is absolutely stunning. It is stunning, and Lord willing, on this show, we'll have enough time. We need to look at it. We got a lot of comments regarding yesterday's program about marijuana and why it should be illegal. That topic is based upon the principle that the public and the government does not have to tolerate gross negligence. And I'd like to give some examples. Society doesn't need to allow drunkenness or getting high because we don't need to put up with the gross negligence that comes with intoxication. For example, a guy shooting a gun in City Park saying, well, he should have the right to do that because he hasn't hit anyone yet. So we don't have to put up with that as a society. Or the pothead laughing about a cigarette falling behind the couch and the fire then endangers first responders, and the smoke that kills a baby in the apartment upstairs, being high, being drunk, these are things that society and the government does not have to tolerate. Or, for example, when someone is drunk or high, they're intoxicated, the consequences that society bears are, for example, lost wages. And people lose jobs. Pornography is consumed in a greater way. Crimes and sexual immorality are committed that would not have been committed or consumed if the person had not been drunk or high. I remember when James Dobson interviewed mass murderer Ted Bundy, who talked about the destructive influence of pornography, which seduces people even more readily when they are getting intoxicated, and that even as a criminal, Bundy could not cross the line of his conscience and act out his murderous fantasies unless he was intoxicated. and we think about the stoned drivers who actually think that they drive better when smoking pot. And like all of us, people who smoke marijuana sometimes end up driving a car after they thought that they were home for the night. And then for some reason, they end up having to go out and they're driving after having smoked half a joint. And the billions of dollars in emergency room services for innocent victims hurt by stoners, and for the treatment of injuries and illnesses resulting from drug abuse and alcoholism, or this very week in Kansas City, where this young girl went missing while her mother admits that she was drunk. But now, of course, she's facing the consequences, and she's not as drunk, and so she says that her daughter disappearing had nothing to do with her alcohol and her drunkenness. And how would she know that? She was drunk at the time. How could she know? So this Drudge story that we picked up on yesterday, where 50% of Americans now say that marijuana should be legal, and it reminds me of the tremendous increase in the percentage of Americans since the 60s who say that child killing should be legal, and the tremendous increase in the percentage of Americans who say that homosexuality is good. And back in the 60s, it was probably less than 1 in 1,000 who would say that homosexuals should get married. Now it's a significant percentage. So as the nation is filled with stoners, then of course, right and wrong becomes increasingly difficult to comprehend. And by the way, there's a difference between stupidity and sin. Stupid doesn't make you sinful, but sin makes you stupid. Sin makes you stupid, but stupid doesn't make you sin. And thank the Lord for that. Wouldn't that be terrible? Just somebody has a low IQ like I do, and then now you're going to sin because you have a low IQ. Wouldn't that be terrible? But sin does make people stupid. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. We've been getting a few calls today from a guy who says, you guys are going down to the local abortion clinic and you're harassing women. And I tried to understand what he meant. He said his name was John, and he didn't want to talk. I invited him to talk or to call back on the air, which maybe he'll do. But I guess by harassing women, he means urging them not to kill their children. So that must be what this caller means by harassing women. But yes, I pastor Denver Bible Church, and one of the things we do on Sunday mornings is we announce whether or not that week there was a confirmed save at the Planned Parenthood Abortion Clinic. And it's so thrilling that week after week, regularly, we're able to talk about the baby or babies who were saved that week who had been scheduled to be dismembered, literally torn to pieces while they're in their mother's womb, sucking their thumb, grabbing their toes, sleeping, dreaming, and then the rude awakening when the Planned Parenthood abortionist goes in with a suction aspirator. He goes in and begins to literally rip the baby's limbs off his body and kills the baby. So yes, we do warn moms. We urge them, do not kill your child. There are people who will love you with your baby. You don't have to kill your baby to be loved and accepted. So if that's what you mean, then yes, that's what we do. Before we get to Pat Robertson, the phrase more Europe, people are hearing more Europe in the news, and that some people want more Europe. Now, how do you get more Europe? Well, that term, I thought we'd talk about it, that term is being used because the European Union has, what, almost 30 countries? And the euro, that's Europe's most popular currency, is used as the national currency in about half of those countries. And some of these countries are in far deeper economic crisis than America is. Compared to a lot of countries around the world, we're doing pretty well. I mean, we're spending like drunken sailors, although that's an insult to drunken sailors. We're out of control because of our entitlement programs, socialist programs, which are cruel, especially to the poor and the needy. They are cruel, but they always eventually fail because socialists run out of other people's money. There's no way around that. Socialists run out of other people's money. So given enough time, your government, your socialist economic system will end up in crisis because you cannot manage it in a responsible way because it violates God's command, do not steal. So about half of the countries in the European Union, they share the same national currency. It's an international currency, the euro. And some of those countries are in much deeper crisis financially than we are here in America. And it's due to their extensive socialist programs. Remember, the Soviet Union had 0% unemployment, 0%. And the workers would say, well, we go to work and there's nothing to do. So we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. And that's how it works in a socialist economy. Well, that's how it worked in the Soviet Union. So eventually they run out of other people's money. And when they are in charge, as with Republicans and Democrats here in the U.S., they gradually but inexorably lead their nation into perpetual and eventually unmanageable debt. So in the midst of the current economic crisis in Europe, highlighted by Greece, with Spain and Italy perhaps not too far behind, more Europe is Germany, mostly, in other countries, more Europe is Germany attempting to occupy the rest of Europe, but this time without firing a shot. Actually, I guess I'm overstating the case a bit. Germany wants control over the internal financial policies of other countries, at least shared control or veto power. So since they're bailing out other countries, they want control over the purse in those other countries. And so what they're doing is urging deeper European integration. And so that's what they mean by more Europe. We've got the European Union, about 27 countries or so, and countries with the euro, maybe 17, is it? And so Germany, and the reason they're willing to bail out these other countries is because they strongly advocated the euro and the European Union, and they want to exert influence and control within Europe and around the world, because the larger your economy, the more clout that you have. And so they're urging this deeper political union between the nations that have the euro. And so that's what they mean when they talk about more Europe. Now, remember White House Chief of Staff Alakakis, Obama's Chief of Staff Alakakis? Remember his phrase? He said, never let a crisis go to waste. Never let a crisis go to waste. And so Germany, you don't want this crisis to go to waste. All right. Now, in a moment, we'll get to the Pat Robertson profile at prolifeprofiles.com. You should check it out for yourself. It's absolutely stunning. But first, we have a message that there are others who are getting calls about harassment for being at the abortion clinic. And that's always an interest to pro-lifers, because pro-lifers want to talk to people. We want to reach them with the truth that God made us in his image and that it's wrong to kill children. So when there are pro-aborts who call, and maybe they'll call 3 times or 10 times, and we want to talk to them. I remember being at the Race for the Cure in Denver, the Komen Foundation's Race for the Cure, and now that the National Cancer Institute's lead researcher on breast cancer has come out documenting that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer, now it is beyond inexcusable that the Denver Post and Channel 7 News and Kaplis and Silverman, that they do not, when they work to fight to stop breast cancer, how great that is, but it is inexcusable not to report the findings now of the NCI, National Cancer Institute's lead researcher, that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer. That is the finding in a paper that she has co-authored, and you could find the link to that Referee Journal scientific paper at AmericanRightToLife.org/cancer. Just go to /cancer and you'll find it. And so we were at the Komen Race for the Cure with big signs trying to warn people, in fact, literally warning women, 20,000 women, that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer. And this guy was enraged. I mean, he was out of control, enraged, and was demanding that I stop holding my sign and talking to the women as they go by. So I talked to him for a moment and then continued addressing the crowd, and he was just enraged. So he calmed down enough to where he could talk. And he said that, he came to me and he said, "Tell me why you think abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer." And so I told him the same thing I've been telling for the past 40 minutes. And I could do it in a soundbite. It's like 8.5 seconds. So I told him and I continued. And he said, "Well, can we talk about that?" So I turned to him and I said, "Sure, we can talk about that. And I know that you don't care what I say. You're not interested. You just want to distract me so that I'm letting hundreds of women go by so that they won't hear the message. So that's the only reason you're pretending to care about what I have to say." And he said, "Well, then why are you talking to me?" And I said, "Because you are worth it. Because you're worth it. Because you have an eternal soul and you will stand before God one day. You are worth it. And the truth has a way of being infectious. And if you find out, if you really care about these women and you find out that abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer, then you can help warn them. So that's why I'm talking to you, even though I know you're trying to manipulate me. But you only have 20 more seconds, so go ahead." So there is this phenomenon that pro-lifers have a motivation that makes them care about people. And so we want to talk. We want to debate. We want to interact. It doesn't matter if it's an atheist, a homosexual, an evolutionist, a pro-abort. I mean, come one, come all, let's talk. The Bible says, God says, "Come, let us reason together." And the Bible says faith is the evidence of things not seen. Like we have faith that there's such a thing as gravity. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So we're real happy to talk about these issues. And maybe, I don't know why John doesn't want to talk on the air where, you know, 1,000 people could hear his concern and his accusations. 1,000 people could hear them, but he's invited. Pat Robertson is getting old. It's been, what, 4 years now that his son, who's also a billionaire, I think, by the money they took in from their audience, buying hundreds of TV stations and creating the Family Network, and then selling it to the most godless TV network in the country, and while claiming to only get a salary of $50,000 a year, that's because Pat Robertson excluded the tens of millions of dollars going into these television properties that were in his own name, him and his son, and then they sold them with the money given by, you know, people struggling because they wanted to promote the gospel, and Pat Robertson became a billionaire. And so the, what was his Operation Blessing, where you give money to him and he brings food to people in Africa, but what he didn't volunteer was he was buying planes and using those planes to fly equipment to his privately owned diamond mines in Africa. That was part of the Operation Blessing to his own financial well-being. It was quite a blessing if you gave to that. And a lot of the Christian programs, like for, say, orphanages in Mexico, huge disaster, generally speaking. So you have to be super careful when you donate to these kinds of charities. But Pat Robertson, he is 80 years old now, 81, and he's going to go to meet the Lord soon. And so, I mean, soon is relative, a lot sooner than when he started the 700 Club. And so he should go to his grave whenever he passes away with a clean conscience by making amends and apologizing, especially to the women over in China who he has so harmed beyond measure. And so Pat Robertson, he opposes advocating for the law to uphold the right to life of every baby in the womb. He opposes that. He believes not only that some babies should be killed, and he would defend that, he would defend the right to kill certain babies. In other words, if you tried to protect a certain baby by love or by law, Pat Robertson would oppose you and stand for the supposed right to kill that baby. And that's as a Christian leader. But it gets worse. He wrote an article on his website titled "Thou Shall Not Murder," and it's about abortion. And he says, correctly so, that abortion is murder. He says that. Now, of course, that makes his later statements in defense of child killing not less, but even more egregious. It's not less, it's more egregious when he says this is murder, but I think it's okay here, 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 and here. Like in China, where it's forced on women. Pat Robertson shockingly defends forced abortion. You know, he's double-minded. Like when big ministries say personhood is a bad strategy, and then a few days before the election, they say a vote for personhood. You know, they say that real quietly, and they put a lot of energy into saying it's a bad strategy. If it's a bad strategy, why vote for it? The Bible says you're a double-minded man, unstable in all your ways. How can people know how to run to the battle if there's not a clear signal, a clarion call? And so on CNN, Pat Robertson defended forced abortion in China. He was appearing on Wolf Blitzer Reports, and he was talking about China's outlawing of brothers and sisters by their one-child policy and their widely admitted forced abortion. I mean, I even saw that on Starbucks homepage a few months ago, a report on China's one-child policy and their forced abortion and female infanticide that's epidemic. So much so that for every 100 girls that are permitted to be born in China, there's 120 boys that are born. That's how bad the female abortion and infanticide is. And that was at Starbucks.com. So I don't know how Pat Robertson couldn't know this. I mean, the whole world has known this for 30 years. And so he's talking about China outlawing brothers and sisters, siblings, and their forced abortion. And he says, look, otherwise they would have an unsustainable number of Chinese people. And he said, I think that right now they're doing what they have to do. That's a verbatim quote. He said, I don't agree with forced abortion, but I don't think the United States needs to interfere with what they're doing internally in this regard. That is so evil, it's not possible to quantify how wicked Pat Robertson was for saying those words. It's evidence of an extreme anti-Christian and elitist worldview in which children made in God's image can be killed to solve economic problems. And by the way, he's a huge investor in China's cable TV industry. And guess who one of his partners is? The communist government of China. So he doesn't want to get them angry. He wants to appease the child killers because it's even more money. He's even more blessed. So for misguided economic reasons, Pat Robertson defends what he acknowledges is murder when the victim is a Chinese baby killed by the government. Now that blatant hypocrisy, perhaps we can understand it when we realize his enormous financial partnership with China's communist government when it comes to television entertainment. And I'd like to quote Jeff Jacoby, who wrote in Capitalism magazine. He wrote of Pat Robertson's statement. He said it would be hard to overstate the moral bankruptcy of his words, and that he supports forced abortion in China, but opposes voluntary abortions in America. How's that? And that shows that his opposition to abortion in America is a political ploy to get money and get votes. It's not because he believes these children are made in God's image and it's wrong to kill them. And you know, the Bible says the more children, the more blessed you are, not only as a family, but as a nation. So Pat Robertson is buying into the war against children by abortion and infanticide and a one-child policy and the hatred, the growing hatred of the family with more than two children. How dare you? Pat Robertson is buying into that. He's giving aid and comfort to the enemies of children and of the Lord, where the Bible says it's a blessing if you have a lot of children. And even Solomon wrote 3,000 years ago, in the multitude of people, a nation is blessed. In the multitude of people, but in the lack of people is the destruction of the prince. Now that's Proverbs 14:28. So in the East, you have countries like Japan and Taiwan who have way higher population densities than China. China is sparsely populated compared to Taiwan. And yet Taiwan, the standard of living is way higher. God's word is true. May God bless you.
You can support the ministry of Bob Enyart Live by subscribing to Bob's monthly Bible studies, monthly videos, monthly sermons, or monthly classic TV shows at kgovstore.com. You can also support the show and make a monthly or one-time donation by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.